This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas lawmakers held the first hearing of a newly formed state committee on free speech. Our Bill Zeeble reports the committee was created after the assassination of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk.
The Select Committee on Civil Discourse and Freedom of Speech in Higher Ed was created to study freedom of speech in the wake of Kirk's murder. But the hearing showed that confusion persists over what's protected speech. Laredo Representative Richard Raymond said he would ban student KKK members from rallying on campus. While sympathetic, UT Austin attorney Amanda Cochran McCall disagreed.
I'd be working very hard to find if there's a legal way to prevent that. As a government body, I also think we have to honor what the First Amendment requires.
Meanwhile, parts of a state law to limit demonstrations on campus remain tied up in court. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
Harris County Commissioners voted to approve a worksite safety policy that establishes monitoring and inspection standards for county construction projects. Commissioner Tom Ramsey, the lone Republican on the county's elected court, voted against the policy. He said that it was rushed and did not involve enough community support.
I think we need to ask ourselves, what is the timeline? Why do we wake up a month ago and said we're going to get this done in a month? Well, if we started 2 years ago and worked on it, okay, that would be it. We didn't do that.
Commissioners who approved the policy said Harris County has one of the highest rates of severe heat-related injuries and injuries on construction sites. More than 100,000 shoppers are expected to visit Houston's Nutcracker Market throughout this weekend. Our Michael Atkinson reports from opening day of the market at the NRG Center.
It's a packed room here inside the NRG Center, and it'll likely stay that way through Sunday. The 45th annual Nutcracker Market is expected to raise more than $6 million for the Houston Ballet, and millions more go toward individual vendors like Aaron Elliott and Debbie Rank, the owners of Two Tequila Sisters, a custom denim jacket seller.
This is like the moneymaker. I mean, it's critical. It's more than just the sale itself. It's the ability to market to this many women at one time in your local hometown is just invaluable.
To avoid lines, the best time to go is in the afternoon or on Sunday. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster and the Houston Ballet's website. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
In sports, the Rockets are back on the floor tonight. They will battle the Portland Trailblazers. Houston has won 6 of their last 7 games, and we are just getting the regular season started. Tip-off tonight is set for 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, college basketball, the number one team on the men's side is the University of Houston. They have dominated in each of their first 3 games of the season. Their first major test, though, is on Sunday against Auburn. That'll be a battle between 2 top 25 teams. Auburn ranks 22nd in the country. 63 degrees right now here on the UH campus. We'll hit a high of around 82 today. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.